Okay. Now, first of all, when was the Advent Christian Church of Ashland organized?
It was organized in August 1925.
And do you remember who the founders of the church were?
You mean, like the people, the person that organized the church?
Right.
That you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there were 13. Mr. and Mrs. Lyle Gardner, Father Ellis, that was my mother, and my sister, Clarice Ellis Murphy, Mr. and Mrs. Ed McNally, and their daughter, Doris McNally Clayton, Mr. and Mrs. John Keene, Mrs. Etta Watt, her son Leland Watt, and Mrs. May Wells.
Hmm. Okay, now before the church was organized, did this group of people meet somewhere else?
Yes. We used to have a church service down in where the Grange Hall used to be, because it's torn down now. But that's where we met.
Were they called by any particular name? I mean, was this...
Well, after we... after the church was organized, we called it the Ashland Advent Christian Church.
But before that, there was no name attached to this group of people?
Well, they were Advent Christians.
Advent Christians.
Yes.
I see. And now, did they have tent meetings here?
Yes, that's how it started in the beginning, down on Lower Main Street. Mr. Frank Davis came here and had tent meetings. And from there were enough people that was interested in church. Not all the people that went to the camp, to the tent meeting, they didn't all join the church and they didn't all become Christians, but they were interested and they used to come to our church.
Now, this Mr. Davis, was he a minister?
Yes, he was an ordained minister. And this was the kind of work that he did, was going around having tent meetings and organizing church. We had the Advent Christian Church. We had one in Sheridan, and one in East Ashland, and one in South Ashland that Mr. Churchill organized and built. But we didn't have an Advent Christian Church in the village here of Ashland. But after we organized, well, in fact, before we organized, these churches had been going down because this Mr. Churchill used to go around and hold services in these churches that passed away.
And this Mr. Davis, he didn't live in Ashland.
No, his wife was at Crossville, and that's where he stayed most of the time. But he used to be in Ashland, and he stayed with different people. He used to stay with us, and he used to stay with McNally and other people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's go back to when the church was organized. Where was the very first meeting held for the organization of the Advent Christian Church?
Well, that was held at the Grange Hall.
The Grange Hall. And was the same minister,
Mr. Davis?
He was here at that time?
Yes.
And do you remember who the first officers of the church were?
Well, I remember that I was the first clerk.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Watt was the treasurer.
What about the deacons?
Who the deacons were. Well, while I'm trying to think about the deacons, I'll also tell you about that we, after the church was organized, we bought what was the old Ashland Hotel,
mm-hmm,
up on Exchange Street. And then that was made into church. Well, first, we went in and had an auction and sold, well, practically everything that was there. I remember that my father bought the old cook stove. We had it at home. One of my brothers bought a deer head, and we still have that.
Hmm?
And one of my sisters bought a dresser. Different people, of course, bought things. And that's one of the ways that we had of helping to pay for the church. Of course, we got a loan from the bank, and then different people in the community donated money for us to have. And
well, now, how long was this after you organized the church? How long did you use the Grange Hall before you bought the
hotel? Well, I'll say I wouldn't remember exactly, but probably around a year, because it was in 1926 that we moved into the church. And there was three floors to the hotel, and the second and third story in the back of the hotel was made into an auditorium, but there was still rooms in the front that were used for bedrooms if they needed them, and also for Sunday school rooms, mission rooms. We called them mission rooms. The ladies used to go and do their mission work. And then later on, well, in fact, when we first organized and got the church so that we could use it as a church, the rooms downstairs, we felt that we ought to have somebody in the building. So Lyle and Flossie Gardner moved in with their family and stayed there while the grounds were being fixed, and a lot of the local people went and helped clean up the place out around, and also did some of the work inside, the hired carpenters to do the auditorium.
Now, did you have full-time minister here?
Well, I say, I don't know if you call him a full-time minister, but he used to come. Well, yes, he was. Mr. Davis was full-time minister for a while. And then Fred Flewellyn from Crossville. Well, he was a reverend. He was an ordained minister, came Sunday.
Well,
Sunday night and had services.
But did you have a parsonage of any sort?
Well, no. In later years, the rooms downstairs were made available as a parsonage.
In the hotel?
In the hotel.
So, Do you remember approximately when the plans to build a church started taking place?
You mean building a new church?
Building a new church.
Oh yes, they decided later, of course, that we needed a new church. Because the old church was getting so that it had to have a lot of repairs done. And Mr. Winslow Hall was here at the time, and he started the idea of building a new church, and he drew up the plans. And in 1959, it was started. They started building. And in 1960, it was in the wintertime that they had their first, well, either January or February, they had their first church service.
No.
And the new church was built in back of the old church, and then the old church was torn down.
Now there wasn't a building fund started or anything, or
there was building fund started for the new church, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we had a lot of faith. We all had a lot of faith that we would get the money would come in, and of course it has. It came in, and in just a year or two, they built a new parsonage. We had never had a parsonage for a year or so while they were getting ready to build a new church. See, that there was no one living in the old church, and so we really didn't have a parsonage.
Well, did you have any donations on the new church from people in the community?
Now, I wasn't here when they first started building it, and I don't know about that. But I do know that later, when we were building the parsonage, that we made special drives, now, like Easter, and maybe at Christmas time we made special drives. And of course, the men of our church and community built the parsonage, and they did They did the work on the church too.
Then it wasn't a contract job. The church church?
I don't think the church had been started when I came home, but I don't think so. I think the local people did it.
And you say it took about a year to build it?
The church?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say that it took a year. They started in 69, but it was, oh, it didn't take a year, no.
And they built the parsonage approximately at the same time, right?
No, it was just a few years later on.
Yeah. Do you remember some of the other ministers that you had here from the time the church was organized and up to the present day?
Yes. We had Mr. Ainsworth, Mr. Ariel Ainsworth, and then, well, Jeannie, you know what year that the Joneses came, and Mrs. Jones was Mr. Ainsworth's daughter, and she was born here in Ashland in the old church. Yeah. And we were quite excited and thrilled about that she came back, she and her husband, to be our pastor and his wife. See. We were quite pleased about that. And yes, and we had Mr. Johnson was here for a number of years. Our pastors all stayed quite a while, and you'll hear some of our pastors say, we had a number of pastors that was their first pastor,
mm-hmm.
and they have said that the happiest years were in Ashland. So it was a good...
Well, that's good.
That was good, wasn't it?
Certainly was. Now, Delta, do you have any idea what the salary was for the first ministers you had here in the beginning?
When we had a full-time minister, I think that probably $12, $15 a week. I know that doesn't sound like very much, but, you know, that was quite a while ago that they were here. But, you know, the farmers, practically everybody that was associated with the church. We're farmers, and why? We used to take in eggs and butter, and if anybody killed a cow or a pig, why? Always took meat to the pastor and his wife, and people used to cook, and of course, and sometimes, if there wasn't room for a garden, why? The neighbors all had gardens, and we used to give them canned fodder. And, of course, at that time, the heat was provided because they're right in the church and they didn't have any fuel bill to pay. And we used to pay the telephone. But it doesn't sound like very much for now. But
well, I don't know.
They got by, and some of them had families, too.
Sounds to me like they ate pretty good.
I think they ate.
What did some of the first ministers do after they left Ashland? Did any go on to bigger things, or?
Oh, yes. At one time, one of our first ministers was Mrs. Davis. That was the Reverend Frank Davis, who came here and got us started in the Adventist Church. She later on, she was a minister here. And at one time, she was president of the WH&FM Society. And then we had Mr. Ainsworth. He became president of Berkshire Christian College. That is an Adventist college.
Now, where's that?
That's in the Berkshires, in Lenox, Massachusetts. And then Mr. Asa Johnson was our pastor for a number of years, and he was president of the American Advent Mission Society.
Now, you mentioned Mrs. Davis being president of WH&FM.
Yes.
What is the WH&FM?
That is the ladies' division. And they support the mission work in India.
Do we have any missionaries from Ashland?
Oh, yes. My sister, Mirza.
Yes,
my youngest sister in 1950 went to Japan. She's been over there. She's been a missionary for 20 years. Married, she married an Advent Christian, Floyd Powers, and they have three children. And they come home about every 5 years, and they're home for about a year.
And they've been raised in Japan.
They've been in Japan, yeah.
See, do we have any other ones from that were either from Ashland or ministers here that are missionaries?
Well, I say I'm not from this church. And he's a minister. Presently, he is the pastor of the Bangor Church.
Mm-hmm. But he did missionary work?
No, he was chaplain though, during the war, Second World War.
Now Mr. Jones,
yes, that's Mr. Ainsworth's son-in-law. They're missionaries, and at this time they're in
New Zealand.
They're in New Zealand, but they're going to Japan in the fall, this fall. They and their two boys.
Mm-hmm. So they're both the only ones then that are active missionary work or have been active missionary work.
From this church.
From this church. That have been here.
Yeah. Right. And this church, the Ashland Advent Christian Church, pays part of Muse's salary. But the whole conference, the Rooster Conference of the Advent Christian Churches, pays her salary.
I see. Della, could you tell me if they've had any special events at the Advent Church?
Oh yes, we had, in 1965, we had our 40th anniversary, and we had a number of our pastors that had been here previous, and it was very nice, maybe I shouldn't say the word affair, but it was a very nice program that we had. Oh, there must have been 10 or 12 people that took part in it.
Could you name a few of the pastors for me that were?
Yes, Mrs. Davis was really the special speaker.
Do you remember how old she was?
I would say at that time that she was, probably, 80 or 81 years old. I know she and my mother were about the same age. And yes, we had Mr. Johnson. And Mr. Patterson. Mr. Hall. And the Joneses were here at that time.
Well, did Mr. Ainsworth come up?
No, I don't think that Mr. Ainsworth, I don't remember that he was here. Yes, another special event was our present pastor, Ron Thomas. And I think that he was the first pastor that I remember of, at least, that was ordained here.
Here at this church.
At this church. And his, Moses Krause The Reverend Moses Krause came and had the ordination service. Moses Krause is a teacher at the Aurora College, which is an Adventist college, and Ron attended, and he thought a great deal of Mr. Krause, and so he was the one that came and had Ron's ordination service.
And you think that Reverend Thomas was the first minister
who
was ordained right here in Ashland.
I think he was the first one. I hope that, I hope I'm right in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And then this spring we had a banquet for Sarah Gardner Bordeaux, who has been a church clerk for 45 years.
That's quite a long time.
That was a long while, wasn't it? And she really has been very faithful, Sarah has, for being in our church, and we really depend on her an awful lot.
Do you have any idea how old she is?
Well,
Maybe I shouldn't have asked that.
She's in her 70s.
In her 70s.
Maybe she wouldn't want us to tell. She's not here to defend herself. But she's in her 70s.
We burned our mortgage, too, this past winter. And Mr. Winslow Hall came and was the special speaker at that time because he was the one that really got our new church building. He made up the plans, and he was the one that really got us our new church. And so we're very pleased to have him come. And
Jeannie, you know, you were there because you took pictures.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And that was quite an event. And we all feel that the Lord had really blessed us in getting our church paid for, and the mortgage was burned, and we could really settle back and think of something else now that we would like to do.
Well, that's very good. Now, Delta, can you tell me how many charter members do we have in the church today?
We have three. Want me to name them?
Yes, I would.
Miss Alia Gardner, and of course he would be our oldest one, and he's in his 80s. And Dora Clayton and myself. But Jeannie, I'd like to mention some of the names of the older people that was in our church. They weren't necessarily a charter members, but they came in afterwards, and we have so many descendants of these people now. I think of the Errol Rand family. We have a number of his family that are still in our church, and his grandchildren. And of course, my father's name was Eben Ellis, and of course I'm still a member. And then we have Clint and Cassie Sylvester's family are members of our church. And Lyle and Flossie Gardner still have sons in our church. And I was glad to mention their names, some of the older names of the church, older names of the people of Ashland. And of course, we hope that there will be more people, descendants, and they will still carry on the work here in the Advent Church. And we really have been blessed